Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Sam Walsh.
They told me, Sam. Dockie Walsh, it's Kingy. How are you, mate? Well done. I've got Chuck Berry, Benny Cassin, Mark Neal. Mate, look, I did say to Will from Carlton, I joked to him, I said, when you win, and Sam's had kicked four and had 32, we'll get him on after the game. Now, you haven't kicked four and had 32, but you've won. Well done, mate. You've been at the club now, you know, what, 25, 26 games you've played now, but that would have to be the best of the lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was unreal. And the group effort by the team was just a big focus for us going into this week. And we all know it's a great challenge down in Geelong when you play down here. And I'm fortunate enough to play on this ground a fair bit, but it has its challenges because Geelong are so good at it. So to be able to have that win and really get the boys up and about is hopefully a good sign for our season going forward.
Yeah, you played junior finals on here with St. Joey's. You played, obviously, Falcons TAC Cup footy on here. Did you sort of give your views to the playing group about, you know, this is how we should meet? I know you played here late last year, but just on how to tackle playing GMHBA?
Yeah, definitely gave my input to it all, and our coaches obviously very switched on and all over the way. The best way to play this ground, and our focus coming into the game is pressure, and I think this ground allows you to do that if you can work hard. So we were able to do it for really good for three quarters, and we'll obviously assess that last quarter, but to be able to hang on to the win was great.
Sam, congratulations. Darren Berry upstairs. You're right. The first three quarters, well done. Carlton were sensational. First to the ball. Your pressure acts were outstanding. You outplayed, as we know, a very good footy team. Eddie Betts was actually on before, mate, so we'll put on Eddie. And he said, oh, we had to work on our starts, but now we better work on our finishes. Did you actually think, Sam, in those dying stages, surely we've got a hold on here?
Yeah, it was obviously very tense in that last bit of the game. And we probably want to look back on a few things to work on. But I thought we fought pretty hard and didn't give up. So that was probably the biggest thing to take away. And we'll obviously review a few things around the way we want to move the ball and how to maintain pressure in that last quarter. But I think our fight definitely held us in the game. And I think we deserve to win in the end.
Now, sometimes there is no justice in sport and heartbreak happens. So I think everyone watching the game tonight, wherever they are, Carlton fans, Carlton deserve to win that game tonight. But it's often a game of inches and, you know, we hear inspirational speeches about it. Sam Doherty dived on the line and knocked off that snap from Grian Myers. Cade Simpson might have saved you the game by a fingernail. There was a lot of little things and all those little things add up, Sam, to actually 4 points.
Yeah, absolutely. They're doing the guys you mentioned, those desperate efforts, that's the way to win games of footy. And we knew they were coming hard. And when you have guys stand up like that and we really locked down in those later minutes, I think it was a big key in us winning. So it was great to see Doc do his thing. And Sim's been around a long time now and still doing great things. So it's great to be a part of.
For Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with Carlton Young Gun Sam Walsh, he's Benny Cass.
Sam, how good was the big meat Casbolt tonight? He was Wagyu beef, sort of medium rare, wasn't he? 9 marks, 2 goals. He's just had sticky fingers.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. And you really notice his presence out there. And he's been training the house down since we've got back from the break. And he looks really confident in the air tonight and converted to nice fair chops as well. So he's a great player to play with and always gives you a contest. So I'm really pumped for him tonight.
Can we ask did you have a focus? I know it's been such a disjointed season, but in the summer, did you have a focus, something you tried to hone in on from year one to year two?
Yeah, it was definitely a few things that I've tried to hone in. I've tried to keep on working on my strength, so my running and getting to contest throughout number has been a big one. And also just keep on working on my high intensity and pressure around the ball. So obviously, with the short quarters, it allows you to play with a bit of intensity and just try to nail that role on the wing tonight and try to be involved in offensive defence. So try to keep it all pretty well-rounded.
Sam, Mark Neild here. Congratulations on your own game and also the win. It was a great game to watch. Mate, can you just talk our listeners through how you felt in the last 5 or so minutes of the game and also what the communication was like, particularly from your senior players?
Yeah, it's a great question because it is pretty frantic out there in the last 5 minutes. And I think the biggest thing for us, our voice is still really good around stoppages. So there were a few repeat stoppages and I thought we set up well there. And when we probably we could have worked on was our clearing ball out of the stoppage. It felt like it just kept coming back at us, and everyone was obviously pretty fatigued from the first from the four quarters of high intensity running. So it was pretty frantic. There was a lot of talk, which is always positive. So I think that allowed us to get the win in the end.
Yeah, well done. And that's good to hear, and it's good because you are a team. You've got a couple of the older ones, but you've obviously got a lot of players just at the start of their career. And I now want to flip to the start of the game. After watching you guys play last week, you came home the way the Cats came home. Was there anything different said or practiced during the week or before the game? Because clearly you would think it's got to be a little bit more than, hey, boys, let's start well. Any differences there this week?
Yeah, there was a few focuses that we really honed on this week. And from a mid-period perspective, it was the ability to press up at and force pressure. And I think that would have stood out early and allowed a lot of our scores off the back of turnovers. And I think if you start aggressive, then it just sets the tone for the game. And we might have fatigued on a little bit, but I think as the team grows and we keep on working at that stuff, it becomes more consistent over four quarters. So we kept our focuses pretty simple, and that's sometimes the best way to do it. So a few key points, pressure, and we just went from there. So it was good.
Sam, I thought your movement of the ball, and we sort of talked about it a bit, but the efficiency in particular in the first three quarters, you didn't just bomb the ball inside 50 your team. You seemed to lower your eyes. We spoke about Casbolt honouring the lead, hitting up targets. Mackay, you hit a couple of times. Was that a bit of a focus not to allow the Geelong defenders to just sort of sag off and do what they do so well?
Yeah, we definitely knew coming into the game that we wanted to convert our chances, and we know, as you mentioned, the likes of McGovern and Mackay and Casbolt are really good in the air, and probably something we've been working on is that kick to advantage and really to making the most of our inside 50s. And I think tonight we nailed that, and we're pretty direct in our ball movement, so it gives our forwards one-on-one opportunities. So I think our ability to do that really set us up, and our ball movement with pace was really good, so I'll put them on the back foot.
Walshy, you're 184 centimetres. You've got a brother that's 201 who's in his draft. I think he might be 8. Is he 18 in a week next Saturday? Is that right?
Yeah, correct. I think he might be about 204 now, but he's he's turning 18 next week.
And his draft year, how's he been coping with no Falcons action?
Yeah, it's obviously been tough for those boys. I think I can think back to my draft year, and you've got a lot of things going through your head. So I think it's good for them now that they've got direction when the NAB League's starting back up. And I know those boys will start training soon. So it's a bit of an interrupted season for everyone. But as I said to him, he's pretty fortunate to be able to play footy. A lot of the local leagues have sort of shut down. So that's one thing that I've been enjoying so much is the privilege to be able to play footy, and something that a lot of people don't get to do this year.
And you've been able to link up with your premiership coach from the Falcons, Dan O'Keefe's in a development role at the Blues. Is that you've already transitioned to the AFL, but having such a familiar face and sounding board, and I know your relationship's really strong with Doc, that it's helped your footy?
Yeah, Doc's been great. He obviously came into the club this recent pre-season, and already had that relationship there with him, so it was pretty easy to click back into gear. But he's been loving his time at Carlton and contributing a lot to the group, and the boys really love him. Can never go wrong with a few Geelong people around the club. So I think it's been tracking well, and he's really enjoying his time.
Now, Walshy, this is a serious question I have for you. Only 20 people are allowed in a pub. Which two teammates do you cut loose and say, hey, we'll catch up with you at training on Monday?
After a win, I don't think I can take... I do live with Will Setterfield and Matt Kennedy, so I've had enough of them, so I'll give them a flick.
Yeah, hang on, Matt Kennedy played earlier, so you've Will Setterfield, don't sit on the fence. One more.
There's got to be a couple of non-drinkers in there.
Yeah, it's hard to throw people on the bar.
It's probably past Cade Simpson's bedtime. The nursing home's expecting him back by midnight.
I'll just
Hey, Walshy, great to talk with you. You're a great young kid. We love talking to you on K-Rock Footy and loving how your career is evolving. It is only, 25 games old now, but they've been 25 absolute crackers and one to remember tonight here at GMHBA Stadium. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks, fellas. Cheers. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Sam.
Sammy Walsh joining us. What a great young kid.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.